I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. There has been a rebellion of sorts within the Republican House caucus. Whether it will mean anything significant regarding the expiration of affordable care subsidies the end of the year is doubtful, but there are cracks in the GOP dam, and Speaker Mike Johnson is running around sticking his thumb in, hoping to stop the leaking defections. Is this significant? Well, there's one congressman who is shouting maybe Americans should vote all 435 representatives and 100 senators out of office. Let's go through it. Four moderate House Republicans rebelled against the Speaker, joining Democrats in signing what is called a discharge petition to force a vote on extending key ACA subsidies. Procedurally, it has to wait until most likely after the first of the year unless the Speaker expedites the vote. And then, of course, it would have to go to the Senate and the President. Speaker Johnson is saying that the House could tackle health care next year in 2026, meaning basically doing nothing right now after the whole year of saying they would do something. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas has been working all year on trying to put together a bipartisan plan, and after the activities today, he lambasted both sides, addressing first Democrats who say health care insurance is too expensive.
Why do you think it's expensive? Because you literally cut a deal with insurance companies to run health care. You think that's going to run wild? Yeah. That's why they have 2,000% profit increases, and the American people can't afford to go to the doctor of their choice while we enrich insurance companies.
And for his own GOP?
Republicans will complain about it, and then they'll offer milquetoast garbage like we're offering this week, and then go home at Christmas and say, look at what we're doing. We're campaigning on reducing health care. Well, congratulations. At some point, people will look at this body and say, maybe we should get rid of all 435 members of the House and all 100 members of the Senate and start over, because Congress is literally failing the American people.
Well, this is not the first time frustration with the overall landscape has been complained about, for sure. As a matter of fact, a handful of Republicans have sought to resign rather than run for re-election, citing not wanting to be part of this process. Is there a rebellion? Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is one of those choosing to leave office, says there is a break in the dam of support for the president within the GOP, and that there's a good number of members who will buck him leading into the election cycle.
He came down on me the hardest, but yet he's got real problems with Republicans within the House and the Senate that will be breaking with him on more things to come.
Greene on CNN saying some of the Trump agenda could be in trouble. So, questions. Who will ultimately get the blame for this failure? Dems, Republicans, or both? Will all of this be meaningless as people go out to vote? Can this Congress get anything done on a program that is nicknamed Obamacare because of partisan politics? Is there a way to close the partisan divide so they can work on bipartisan legislation like what is passed on Pentagon funding? Are there any legs at all for the whimsical thought of Congressman Roy to throw them all out and start over again? Or will things simmer down when Trump is out of office and maybe somebody's in the White House who doesn't want to create chaos? Or will there still be chaos? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.